This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The U.S. government does not plan on imposing COVID-19 screenings for passengers traveling from Britain. Reuters citing people briefed on the decision for its reporting. This comes after a mutant strain of the coronavirus, spreading rapidly in the U.K., has caused widespread fear among countries across the world. White House Coronavirus Task Force members backed requiring negative pre-flight tests after a meeting on Monday. But the sources said the Trump administration has decided not to take any action for the time being. Countries started shutting down travel from Britain and on Sunday after the spread of the new strain became clear. Health officials have also attributed the COVID-19 surge in South Africa to the new variant of the coronavirus. The government has been documenting about 9,000 new cases a day, making South Africa the continent's virus epicenter. However, health officials say the overarching message needs to be, don't panic. Health Minister Dr. Zeli Mkhize said there is no new treatment that will be needed for the new variant, and all current treatments have been effective so far. Israel's divided government has collapsed. The collapse has triggered the country's fourth election in under 2 years. Parliament faced a midnight deadline Tuesday to pass a budget. After failing to do so, the Knesset was automatically dissolved. Elections will now be scheduled for March 23rd. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his rival Benny Gantz formed their coalition last May to take on the coronavirus crisis together, but their partnership was plagued by infighting and mistrust. Opinion polls indicate that if elections were held now, Netanyahu would face a tough threat. This is